Welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast, where we empower Christian business leaders to launch and grow blessed businesses so together we can advance the kingdom of God. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and check out the online courses and resources at www.theblessedbusiness.com. That's www.theblessedbusiness.com. And if you're looking for ways to increase your income, check out the Income Accelerator course now available at theblessedbusiness.com/income. Now let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back, Blessed Business Tribe. I'm your host, Hunter Haley, and doing a follow-up episode to what we talked about last week. So last week, we talked about the nature of opportunity, and I had a lot planned for that episode, and then I realized, you know what, this is actually two or three episodes, and so I broke it up a little bit. So last time, we talked about the nature of opportunity, and we talked about the different types of ways that nature or that opportunity works and then it shows up in your life. We talked about the difference between like blind luck. A lot of people think of opportunity as blind luck, but that is not actually true. And then we talked about serendipity, where blind luck is where it's just like blindly, it just like lands in your lap, being born in the right family, growing up in the right geographic location, things like that. Serendipity, though, is like right place. So blind luck is like time and chance. I mean, just you couldn't have planned it. You couldn't have done anything to prepare for it. Whereas serendipity is like right place, right time, where you did something or you prepared yourself or you happened to have had a skill or knew something or knew someone, and then opportunity presented itself and it just coincided serendipitously with your skills, abilities, or network, or whatever, and boom, you're able to take advantage of opportunity. So that was good. But then also we talked about solicitation, and I'm talking about from a business solicitation standpoint. And I know some people may have a negative connotation to solicitation, like, no soliciting signs in their neighborhood or something like that. Because a lot of times people think of solicitation, they think of like bugging you. Well, sometimes you have to like bug opportunity and like go looking for it, go knock on its door, right? And so solicitation is where you anticipate where there's going to be opportunity and you go looking for it. And we talked about in depth how to do that, what that means, and things like that. And then we talked about the fourth way that opportunity presents itself in life is through God, because God is the creator of opportunity. So if you missed that episode, I highly recommend going and listening to that first if you haven't listened to this. Or, I mean, you can listen to this one and then that one, but like you need both of them to get the full scope of like opportunity. But this episode, we're going to talk about the seven laws of opportunity. So opportunity has different rules that it operates by, okay? And you don't have to like the rules, okay? But it's just the way the rules work, right? Death and taxes are just part of life, in the modern world. And so like you can either like it or like not like it, but it's gonna be, right? And so there's some things in life, the atmosphere, the world we live in, there's some things that are fixed and they just work certain ways, like the laws of physics for the most part. Generally, I mean, like, if you throw something up, it's going to fall down because there's like the law of gravity, right? So you can try to ignore it. You can try to pretend it doesn't exist, but it is, right? Well, opportunity works a lot the same way. And I've kind of pointed out seven different laws that I've identified, and there's probably a lot more, but this is probably already pushing the number of laws that you can probably like realistically think about and process. So I'm going to try to break this down. And the thing is, you don't get to write your own rules, but you can learn how to play the game well when it comes to opportunity. It has certain laws that it operates by. So we're going to just go through these and kind of touch on these, and I'll have different stories or points or quotes or different things for each one. But it's up to you to kind of like take these and like, okay, what does that mean for me? How do I apply this to my own life? So let's dive in. So law number one is that opportunity comes ready or not. Okay. So regardless if you're ready, if you're or anything like that, it doesn't give you a countdown timer. Okay. So if opportunity is just going to happen at a certain time and at a certain place or a certain, due to a certain number of circumstances. And so you can just wait for it to happen. And hopefully, like we talked about the different ways that it shows up, you can just hope that you're in a position to take advantage of it, or you can actively find ways to be able to position yourself to be ready for it in advance. Okay. So what are some ways that you can prepare for if opportunity comes, ready or not, how do you get ready? Right. And so, there's a good quote, a famous quote that says, luck is when opportunity meets the prepared. We think, oh, that person got lucky. Well, they weren't lucky or unlucky. It's just opportunity met them at the point where they were prepared. So the more prepared we are and the more we're looking for opportunity, the more likely we are to be able to take advantage of it. And people are like, oh, they were lucky. Well, no, we were prepared. So how do you do that? So again, there's a couple things you can do. So one is when it comes to business and finance and things like that, it generally takes money. In the kingdom of God, it takes money. In the business world, it takes money. In our personal life, it takes money. So if you are not a good financial steward, that is step one, okay? Most of your opportunities in life are going to be connected to money some way, shape, or form. And so the more you can learn about money, the better you can get at managing your money, the more you can understand how money and financial systems work, and the more disciplined you can be with your money through saving and investing, that is going to present opportunities that people who aren't willing to do that will miss out on. For instance, let's say the opportunity came. I did a session recently and I talked about this. And so my opening activity was, I said, hey, I came and I need some change. Okay. So I have a $100 bill. Who all has cash? Well, you know, maybe 20 or 30% of the room, you know, it was maybe 80 or 100 people, you know, 20 to 30% of them had cash of some form. Okay. All right. So how many people have, you know, change of some kind? It doesn't have to be I'm desperate for change, right? So it doesn't even have to be a whole $100, but what have you got? And I went around the room and different people had different amounts and stuff. And then like we negotiated back and forth and I ended up getting like $95. Someone had $95. So I traded my $100 bill for $95 in change. And so we talked about that. And one of the major points or takeaways was, if you didn't come prepared with cash of any amount, you were automatically disqualified from playing, period. And so it's like, you know, if you came prepared, that lady who gave me that change made 5% rate of return in 5 seconds. Okay. And in business, we thought, well, that's only a $5 return. Yeah, no, but if you can do 5% on your money in 5 seconds, imagine if you could just like replicate that more often when opportunity came to you, if you could do that every day, right? And you could do it with not $100, but $100 million. Well, then you'd be the most sought out person in the world, right? And so, but it comes down to opportunity and taking advantage of it. That's the point. And so that person came prepared and they didn't know that I was going to offer that opportunity that day, but they came prepared because they know, you know, I need to have cash on me because sometimes I need cash. Sometimes there's opportunities with cash. Maybe there's a deal. I know a gentleman who was a very successful entrepreneur, businessman, and he walked around with a fat roll of $100 bills. I mean, it was probably $10,000 or $15,000 all the time. I mean, like everyone knew he had money. All of his friends or colleagues or people, and he was a business owner and he was a dealer. If you walked up to him and it's like, hey, look, I need cash. You walk into his office and say, hey, look, I'm trying to sell this car and this car is a $10,000 car. And he'd be like, well, I'll give you seven for it right now. Well, I can't. Well, hey, I got cash right now. If that's what you want, if you need to sell it today, I'm your man. If not, that's no big deal. And so he was always prepared. And because he built a reputation of that, then people knew that when they needed cash, they would go to him. And okay, they aren't going to get the best deal, but they got what they needed. Hey, I need $5,000 today. Okay, I will do this. And so walking around with cash was a form of opportunity. Now, you don't necessarily have to walk around with literal cash, but if you save up, you know, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, $100,000, $1 million, whatever it is, opportunities start to find you. I talked to someone the other day, and they had $1 million that they have something to do with. It's like, well, in cash. And so it's like, well, now the opportunities that present themselves to that person is totally different than the opportunities that present themselves to someone who has only $100 in savings. Or even if the same opportunity is presented to them equally, the person with $100 is not as well prepared to take advantage of it. So anyway, it's not a judgment of like where you're at right now, but it's like, hey, start the process of saving and investing and position yourself. The more you can learn about money, manage money, get a discipline around money and save and like have something to deploy if the opportunity comes up, then you'll be able to take advantage of it. I've done this with buying four-wheelers and side-by-sides. I had someone the other day who had a great deal on something and they came to me and they're like, hey, I need like $5,000 cash. I had it. I was like, hey, I'll go get it out of the safe. And I won't tell you which safe or where the safe was, but it was an undisclosed location. I don't normally keep that amount of money, but it was just kind of interesting. I had that amount of money at the time just due to several other factors because a similar deal had happened. And so I had a little extra cash on hand. I don't normally keep that much. And so, but it was, it proved the point that, hey, you just never know when a deal's like that's going to come up. And they buy it, sell it, flip it, $1,000, give me, you know, we split it, whatever, is great. And so opportunity presents itself and it comes ready or not. Okay. So the more you can get ready, the better. And so that's with like financially how you can get ready. But learning, the more you can educate yourself, the more that you can learn about different topics of interest. You may have an interest in, like I have an interest in backpacking and survival stuff. Like I am an armchair survivalist. I don't go out in the woods and do very much. I have in the past, but I could because I've watched enough YouTube videos and I've got enough gear and played around with enough things. And I know how to do flint and steel and make fire 10 different ways. And I know how to purify water 5 or 10 different ways. And I know how to make shelter, all that, right? Well, the other day I was talking with someone and it came up in a business meeting. We were talking about it and it actually made an opportunity to, you know, connect with someone who was into similar type things. And so I didn't necessarily directly connect that to like, I'm going to go learn about this to go meet somebody who's also interested in that. And then I'm going to leverage that for a business relationship. But it ended up happening. So sometimes just broadening your understanding and general learning and being interested in other people is helpful. But again, the more specific you can target that and say, hey, I'm wanting to get into XYZ company. Well, I'm going to learn everything I can about it. Then that's a good thing. I do that for some of the courses I teach. I teach some very specific real estate investing courses sometimes. And I tell people, hey, look, even if you're not able to take advantage of it right now, if you learn about it right now, then the opportunity may present itself like it did to me when I heard about the real estate business I'm in now, the type of business, buying and selling land, stuff like that. I was like, I didn't know anything about it. But I heard about it. And I was like, I'm going to learn a little bit more about it. And within a month, someone knocked on my door and became my investor. And within just a handful of years, we had a very successful portfolio doing that. And so you just never know when opportunity is going to come knocking. And so the other thing is, all right, so save, manage your money, learn about finances, and then learn about other things, different types of businesses, different things about business, different opportunities in finance, et cetera. And then network. The more people know you, like you, and trust you, the more opportunities that come to you. Because people buy or transact, do business transactions with people they know, like, and trust. So if no one knows you or they don't know that you're into something or that you're like smart with something or like know how to manage money or have business ideas or like you never talk to people about that or they don't know you, then that's like automatically disqualifies you from being able to take advantage of that opportunity, right? And so the more you can build your network and learn and build your knowledge base and have financial wherewithal and build your experience and build your resume, so to speak, then you're prepared when opportunity knocks. And so I think that is one of the biggest things that people can do. And again, thinking even from a biblical standpoint, we're not just talking about luck. Blessing works a lot the same way. There's so many scriptures and stories in the Bible that illustrate this. Even the parable of the talents and different ones, that if you go and do something with what you have right now, then unexpected opportunity would come to you. The guy who took the 10 talents and turned it in, or 5 talents and turned it into 10, or whatever the story was, you know, he wasn't expecting to get the guy who had one talent. He wasn't expecting that to be given to him as well, right? But opportunity will flow, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but it flows from people who don't manage it, them, you know, their opportunities and maximize them well and prepare for it, to people who do, right? And so it's something that if you prepare and maximize where you're at with what you have right now, more opportunity will continue to knock on your door. So it flows from those who have, if blessing flows to those who have the capacity to handle it. It's just the nature of things, the law of how it kind of works, and it's just how God works as well. And if you think about it, if you're sloppy in business or you're running up credit card debt and have no control over your finances or things like that, if you don't budget, If you tend to be a sporadic or unreliable giver, if you never even take on small challenges or, you know, tackle, you know, even, you know, the opportunities right in front of you, if you never take any of that on, what incentive are you giving God to bless you with more opportunity and resources? Like, if he's looking for someone like, the church has a need. I bless the church through my people. I'm looking for a willing vessel. Okay. Okay. This person right here, they like sporadically give or like never give. Well, I'd like to bless them with more, but they haven't even learned to get that principle down, right? Well, I'm going to pass them up. Well, this person over here, they're great, but man, as soon as they get an extra few dollars in their pocket, they get some jingle in their pocket, you know, money jingling in their pocket, man, they're going to go to Amazon or the store or the mall or whatever. They're going to blow it, right? Man, I give them an extra $50,000, man, they're going to be buying a new car immediately and get and go buy a $100,000 car and be in debt, right? And so, well, that's not going to really be a blessing to them, and they're not going to. So again, if you think about it, if God's looking for someone to bless, for them to also enjoy, but also to be a blessing to the kingdom of God, are you creating all the right incentives for God to bless you and be a wise steward of that? You know, there's a scripture, Proverbs 21 and 31 says, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. And so you have to be prepared. Ultimately, it's in God's hand. The blessings come from God. And that's where opportunity comes from most of the time, either because and we talked about this last time in last episode, because God created the universe and the system to work in such a way that it generates opportunity, but then God sometimes specifically orchestrates things to create opportunity. So ultimately the glory goes to God, but our job is to be prepared, to do work with what he's given us, and then let him fill in the gaps. Proverbs 10 and 4 in the ESV says, a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Just by being diligent, you already put yourself automatically ahead of the person who's being sloppy and lazy. And so opportunity comes ready or not, get ready for it. And so that's kind of the first law of opportunity. The second law is that opportunity is easily missed because your perception shapes your reality. Again, when I was getting into the land business, I remember, you know, in doing real estate, I remember the person who told me about it, I was like, hey, look, I'm struggling to pay my bills. I don't know if I'm going to pay my bills when I get home. And like, it takes money to make money. Like this is going to be a really big stretch because my perception was, and I told my wife, this would be great in 5 to 10 years when we're ready for it. But I didn't realize a month down the road, God was going to orchestrate things in such a way that the opportunity was going to be able to be capitalized on. And within 3 years, we went from broke to millionaires. And it was God who orchestrated all that. But if I would have missed it, when that person walked in and said, hey, I'm looking to do this, this, and this, and it's like, well, but have you ever heard of the land business? Have you ever heard of this form of real estate investing? Then if I had have not said that, if I had not been learning about it, preparing about it, praying about it, have a desire for it, it would have been a missed opportunity. If I hadn't had the faith to step out and say, well, maybe this is a new, someone's coming to me, maybe this is a different path to pursue my opportunity. And so it's easily missed because you have to be looking for it. You have to be creative. You have to be thinking, okay, how could this happen? How could this work? God, show me, give me ideas for how to make this work. And a lot of times you'll realize opportunity is staring you in the face the whole time. You just never saw it. Okay. I love this quote from Thomas Edison. He said, opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed up in overalls and looks like work. And that's so true. A lot of times, opportunity from God comes in seed form, meaning that you have to work with it. It doesn't just automatically happen, and you have to do something to make it activated. And so the thing is, if a seed has to be planted, you have to do something with it. It doesn't just germinate automatically. You have to till up the soil and put it in the ground, and you have to water it and like work it, right? And so that's how opportunity comes, is it comes in seed form a lot of time, and you have to work the opportunity. You have to network with that person. You have to ask them questions. So, you know, business person, like, you know, what are the problems you need solved? You know, well, man, we're really struggling with this, 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 and this. Well, if I was able to solve that, would you be able to compensate me in such and such way? Yeah, I think we could do that. Boom, there's a business opportunity, right? But you had to kind of work the ground a little bit. You had to do something with it. You don't just like walk in and they're like, hey, look, I would love to pay you $100,000 a year to do X, Y, and Z. Oh, okay, yeah, I can go do that. Again, it's easily missed because our perception shapes our reality, but most of the time it's right in front of it and right in front of us. The other law, or the third law of opportunity, is that opportunity flows. We already talked about this a little bit, but opportunity flows to certain types of people and away from others. And we actually did a podcast, two different podcasts in the past, talking about this. We did an opportunity series. And I think if you just go into the Blessed Business Archives on the podcast and just search opportunity in the search bar, it'll come up with these. But just at a very high level, I'm just going to breeze through these, and you can go back and listen to the episode for more content. But the types of people, I think it was attracting opportunity, part one and two. That's what it was. And so the types of people that there are types of people who repel opportunity, and then others who attract opportunity. So people that repel opportunity is someone who lacks awareness, okay? They aren't attuned to their surroundings, their environment, emerging trends, needs of others, potential, all that. So they have a lack of awareness. And then secondly, they have a fixed mindset, because your mindset, if you have a fixed mindset, limited mindset instead of abundance mindset, you're not going to try new things. You're not going to see potential and opportunity, et cetera. And then number three is they're controlled by fear. So people who repel opportunity are controlled by fear. Opportunity presents itself, but they're too afraid to jump into it. This is paralysis by analysis a lot of times, right? Number four is they're stuck in routine and comfort. Number five is they have a lack of knowledge or skills. Number six, they're overwhelmed or stressed. Number seven, low self-esteem. And then number eight, lack of goals or direction. So again, these are very high level. To get a deep dive on all that, this is not to rehash that entire episode. Go listen to that. But now on the opposite end, the people who attract opportunity, these are people who are very intentional. They have a high level of awareness and preparedness, okay? They have a growth mindset. They are proactive. They're curious. They're resilient. They're optimistic. They're adaptable. They have a lot of adaptability. They have networking skills. They're risk takers. They have a vision. They are visionary, right? They grab a hold of something. They have a mission and something that a purpose that's bigger than just them. And they have decision making skills. They don't just get stuck in paralysis by analysis. They have a high level of self awareness, and they are intentional about preparation. Those are the type of people that are going to be opportunities going to be attracted to, and they're going to continuously have more and more opportunities come to them because it flows to them, and it becomes apparent that they're able to handle it. And blessing works the same way. Whereas other people, if you reject opportunity, it will continue to reject you. Okay. And here's another one. Number four is opportunity. Law number four is opportunity doesn't always make sense on the surface. Now, I've always found this interesting, is that a lot of times people will pass up opportunity because it's like, well, I mean, if it was that good, everyone would be doing it. Or like, well, like this business, like, you know, they are more than qualified to do, or there's someone else who's better at it than me, or there's already people in that space doing it, or there's already competition. So a lot of times we write it off when the truth is opportunity comes from inefficiencies in the marketplace, okay? And there's unique circumstances that make it happen. And so it doesn't always have to make sense to make money. That's my line, is it doesn't always have to make sense to make money. There's a lot of ways that the marketplace in business and finance and different things generates opportunities through inefficiencies, and you can find ways to optimize around that. So for example, as a student, when I was at University of Memphis, I remember the FedEx Institute of Technology was, the premier of the technology, at the time. And so I remember I was doing a marketing degree and I was doing some internships, and I was talking to one of the people there, and I was like, yeah, I do web design and stuff like that. They're like, oh, really? Do you think you could work on our website? I was like, y'all are the FedEx Institute of Technology. Y'all have like people to do that. You'll have like a whole IT department. They're like, yeah, but like the IT department is so slow and it takes so long, and they've given us the login to be able to like do these changes and stuff, but we don't really know how to do it very well, and waiting on them to do it takes forever. And so like, we'd rather pay you and pay you really well to do it. We'll pay you out of our marketing budget to update our website rather than going through IT that's already covered. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, how does this even make sense? And I realized that it doesn't have to make sense to make money. So I got in there. I did it. They gave me an office on campus. And like when you're a young 20 something and like you have an office, like you're not like faculty staff or anything, but they like gave you an office to work out of, but you're like an independent contractor doing your own business or whatever. Like that's really cool. At least, and then I realized it was like really cool because I had a very nerdy group of friends. Right. And so, but I realized that it doesn't have to make sense to make money. Excuse me. I'm sorry. But, there's another example I was just bumfuzzled with, and that is a real estate opportunity we had to buy, I think it was a 40,000 square foot warehouse, and we bought it. And the reason we were able to buy it for such a good deal is someone went in, they were going to turn it into a marijuana dispensary. And, again, to each their own, but like I don't, you know, take those types of substances or anything like that. So don't think I was trying to start a weed factory, right? But they bought the building, they started gutting it, they had paid money to different organizations, and they were getting, but before they got their approval in, the city shut them down, even though they'd already bought the building, because they were like 5 or 10 feet too close to a daycare that was like one street over or something like that, and they didn't realize that, and the city would not give them a variance for it. And so, therefore, they had to sell it at a discount because they had started gutting the building and different things like that. It still needed some work. And so that was an opportunity for me to come in, and I bought it and I refinished it out. We put a roof coating on it. Again, talk about opportunity. The roof they thought was going to have to be replaced for like $100,000 or $200,000 or something like that. But I knew someone I'd networked with in our church, and they had a roof coating business. And so they were able to coat that roof with an acrylic coating and make it leak proof for significantly less than the $200,000 or $300,000 or whatever it was that we thought we was going to cost for a whole new roof, right? It was still expensive. I mean, it may have been $80,000 or $100,000. I don't remember how much it was, but it was like half of what it been for a roof. And it came with a 10-year leak proof guarantee and made it better, all kinds of different things. And so that was opportunity being deployed, right? Is I saw an opportunity and I took advantage of it. But what was really interesting is we ended up flipping that building and selling it to someone who had been looking for at that building and almost bought it. I think they made offers on it before we did, like the year or two before. But once we went in and fixed up a few things and they were like, oh, someone else bought it, then they tried to jump on it. And so I don't know exactly why they didn't buy it, but it's like they came in and paid significantly more, hundreds of thousands of dollars more than what we paid for it, just like a year later, and they had the opportunity before I did. And so that just amazed me that how inefficient those people could have bought it, put half the money amount into it, and had it in as good or better shape than it is now, and I would have been cut out. But again, just because it doesn't make sense to you, and like you logically don't understand why they didn't take advantage of it, doesn't mean you can't make money from it. And so it's just very interesting how you have to look at things and assume that people are going to be irrational. There's going to be inefficiencies in the marketplace. Things are not always going to play out as they seem. And so while you may say, oh man, that's easy for me, no one would pay me more money for that, that's not true. It may not be easy for them. For years, I undersold myself because I thought, well, man, this is just second nature for me. I can build websites in, 2 hours. They're not going to pay me $5,000 to do that. But at the same time, it's like, well, that's market rate and they can't do it. Because it's easy for me doesn't mean it's easy for them. And so you're compensated not based on how easy it is for you or how much time it takes you. You're compensated based on the value that you deliver. So it doesn't have to make sense to make money. I actually talk about that a lot more in the Income Accelerator course on the Blessed Business website. So if you want to check that out and learn more about how to do that efficiently, check out the Income Accelerator course under the resources and courses page of the Blessed Business website, theblessedbusiness.com. Anyway, so moving along, I really have found that to be an interesting principle that has played out over and over and over in my life. And I've seen people that, let's say they were working in a business, but then the business owner had a divorce or they had a health crisis or they wanted to retire and didn't have a good game plan. And the person who was working for them was able to buy out the business and they seller financed it. They owner financed them the business and they basically let the business pay itself off and they just built the business because they were able to take advantage of an opportunity, an inefficiency in the marketplace. That person should have been able to sell their business to anybody, but they didn't prepare, or they didn't have it right, or they didn't know how to do it. And you were there at the right time, right place, right time with the right skills and opportunities. And you prepared yourself to step into that role. And so you don't want to miss opportunity because it doesn't seem to make sense to you at the time. Okay. So we are at 30 minutes and I still have three more principles, so our laws of opportunity. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break this up into part one and part two of this series. So if you're interested in hearing about the other laws of opportunity, be sure to tune in next time, and hopefully we'll cover the rest of them. This concludes today's episode, and we trust you were able to walk away with something of value from the content that you heard. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Be sure to share this episode with a friend. Sharing is caring, after all. And check out the resources available on our website at theblessedbusiness.com. We have a lot of goodies out there for you, like the Income Accelerator course that teaches you the five keys to unlocking your earning potential, or the Launch course, which is a step-by-step guide to help you launch your own business. Thank you for your time and attention today, and until next time, be blessed.